Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Goldar and today Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes, the second parak Ein Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechta Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated Lezecher Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Lezecher Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis taught that a grain of chiltis, which is a plant with a very sharp flavor, of an akum is prohibited to eat. The Gemara explains, demapsike le besakina, because he cuts it with his knife, which he had previously used to cut non-kosher food, and the food is transferred to the chiltis when it's cut. Although ordinarily the law is nosen tam ufgam mutter, where forbidden food transfers flavor to the detriment of the mixture, it's permitted. But in this case, agav churpe de chiltisa, because of the sharpness of the chiltis, machali le shamnunisa, it sweetens the fats of the knife, v'havale nosen tam ushevach, and is thereby like a case of transferring flavor to the mixture's benefit, and is forbidden. Point number two, the slave of Rebbe Levi would sell chiltis, and after Rebbe Levi passed away, Rav Yochanan was asked if they could continue to purchase it from him. He said, Avdo shel chaver haru kochaver, the slave of a chaver is like a chaver and may be relied upon. In a similar incident, Rav Huna bar Manyumi purchased chelis from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida and was uncertain if he could assume it was legitimate chelis until hearing that Shmuel said, Eishes chaver haru kochaver, a chaver's wife is like a chaver. A brisa says the same and adds that if the chaver dies, his wife and children retain their presumed reliability until they become suspected. If the wife or daughter of an Amaretz marries a chaver, or the slave of an Amaretz is sold to a chaver, they need to accept the rules of chaveros to obtain the reliability of chaveros. If the wife or daughter of a chaver married an Amaretz, Rav Meir says they do not need to accept the rules of chaveros, but Rav Yehuda says they do. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says there was once an Eshes Chaver who would tie his tefillin on his hand, and when she later married a tax collector, she tied the tax receipts on his hand, adopting her new husband's sinful activities. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists foods of an Akum which are permitted in consumption, beginning with Chalav Shel Chalavu Ovid Kochavim Yisrael Ra'ehu, milk which an idolater milked, and a Yisrael sees him. Abraisa clarifies, Yoshev Yisrael Betzad Edro Shel Ovid Kochavim, a Yisrael may sit beside an idolater's herd, although he cannot see the Akum from a sitting position, and the Akum may milk the animal and bring the milk to the Yisrael, who need not be concerned that the milk is not kosher. The Gemara explains that this herd includes a non-kosher animal, otherwise the ruling would be obvious, and when the Yisrael is standing, he can see the Akum milking the animal, but cannot see him when he's sitting. Although one might think that the Yisrael should be concerned that, while he was sitting, the Akum mixed in milk from the non-kosher animal, the Braisa teaches, Kevin dechikai chazile, since when the Yisrael stands, he can see the Akum is afraid to be caught and doesn't mix in any non-kosher milk. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis taught that a grain of chiltis, a plant with a very sharp flavor, of an Akum, is prohibited to eat. The Gemara explains, demapsike le besakina, because he cuts it with his knife, which he had previously used to cut non-kosher food, and the food is transferred to the chiltis when it's cut. Although ordinarily the law is nosen tam ufgam mutter, where forbidden food transfers flavor to the detriment of the mixture, it's permitted. But in this case, agav churpe de chiltisa, because of the sharpness of the chiltis, machal yilei shamnunisa, it sweetens the fats of the knife, v'havalei nosen tam ushevach, and is thereby like a case of transferring flavor to the mixture's benefit, and is forbidden. Point number two, the slave of Rebbe Levi would sell chiltis, and after Rebbe Levi passed away, Rav Yochanan was asked if they could continue to purchase it from him. He said, Avdo shel chaver haru kochaver, the slave of a chaver is like a chaver and may be relied upon. In a similar incident, Rav Huna bar Manyumi purchased chelis from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida and was uncertain if he could assume it was legitimate chelis until hearing that Shmuel said, Eishes chaver haru kochaver, a chaver's wife is like a chaver. A brisa says the same and adds that if the chaver dies, his wife and children retain their presumed reliability until they become suspected. If the wife or daughter of an Amaretz marries a chaver, or the slave of an Amaretz is sold to a chaver, they need to accept the rules of chaveros to obtain the reliability of chaveros. If the wife or daughter of a chaver married an Amaretz, Rav Meir says they do not need to accept the rules of chaveros, but Rabbi Yehuda says they do. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says there was once an Eshes Chaver who would tie his tefillin on his hand, and when she later married a tax collector, she tied the tax receipts on his hand, adopting her new husband's sinful activities. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists foods of an Akum which are permitted in consumption, beginning with Chalav Shel Chalavu Ovid Kochavim Yisrael Ra'ehu, milk which an idolater milked, and a Yisrael sees him. Abraisa clarifies, Yoshev Yisrael Betzad Edro Shel Ovid Kochavim. A Yisrael may sit beside an idolater's herd, although he cannot see the Akum from a sitting position, and the Akum may milk the animal and bring the milk to the Yisrael, who need not be concerned that the milk is not kosher. The Gemara explains that this herd includes a non-kosher animal, otherwise the ruling would be obvious, and when the Yisrael is standing, he can see the Akum milking the animal, but cannot see him when he's sitting. Although one might think that the Yisrael should be concerned that, while he was sitting, the Akum mixed in milk from the non-kosher animal, the Braisa teaches, Kevin dechikai chazile, since when the Yisrael stands, he can see the Akum is afraid to be caught and doesn't mix in any non-kosher milk. All right, so now we got our siman daf lametes, and our standard siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The Yid refused to take chiltis from the goy mailman, who used his letter opener, which doubled, as a meat knife, and instead bought some from the eved of the chaver, who recently passed away. Notice the Yiddish mailman sitting on a mailbox near a goy milking cows, rendering the milk chalv Yisrael. So once again, in slow motion, the Yid who refused to take chiltis from the goy mailman, who uses letter opener, mailman, letter? That must be on daf lametes. The Yid who refused to take chiltis from the goy mailman, who uses letter opener, which doubled, as a meat knife, which reminds us, the Mishnah daf lametes on base taught that a grain of chiltis of an akum is prohibited to eat. It's a plant with a very sharp flavor. The Gemara explains it's because he cuts it with his knife, which he had previously used to cut non-kosher food, and the food is transferred to the chiltis when it's cut. Although ordinarily the law is nosen tam with gum mutter, where forbidden food transfers flavor to the detriment of the mixture, it is permitted, but in this case, because of the sharpness of the chiltis, it sweetens the fats on the knife, the havli kenosen tam with shebach, and is thereby like a case of transferring flavor to the mixture's benefit, and is forbidden. So the Yid refused to take chiltis from the goy mailman, who used his letter opener, which doubled as a meat knife, and instead bought some from the eved of the chaver, who recently passed away, which reminds us, the slave of Rabbi Levi would sell chiltis, and after Rabbi Levi passed away, Rabbi Yochanan was asked if they could continue to purchase it from him. He said, Avdo shel chaver haru kochaver. The slave of a chaver is like a chaver and may be relied upon. In a similar incident, Rav Huna bar Manyumi purchased chelas from the wife of Rav Amram Chasida and was uncertain if he could assume it was legitimate chelas until hearing that Shmuel ruled, Eshes chaver haru kochaver. A chaver's wife is like a chaver. So the Yid who refused to take chiltis from the goy mailman, he used his letter opener, which doubled, as a meat knife, and instead bought some from the eved of the chaver, who recently passed away. Notice the Yiddish mailman sitting on a mailbox near a goy milking cows, rendering the milk chalv Yisrael, which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists foods of an Akum which are permitted in consumption, beginning with chalv shel chalavu over kochavim Yisrael ro'eyu, milk which an idolater milked and Yisrael sees him. A braisa clarifies that a Yisrael may sit beside an idolater's herd, and although he cannot see the Akum from a sitting position, and the Akum may milk the animal and bring the milk to the Yisrael, who need not be concerned that the milk is not kosher. So once again, the Yid refused to take chiltis from the goy mailman, who used his letter opener which doubled as a meat knife, and instead bought some from the eved of the chaver, who recently passed away. Notice the Yiddish mailman sitting on a mailbox near a goy milking cows, rendering the milk chalv Yisrael. All right, so now it's time for Four Blat Bach Hazara. Daf Lamed Hey, so the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing la, la, la. So here goes. The children's choir, that must be on Daf Lamed Hey, la, la, la. The children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song, as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, which reminds us, Gemara brings six different reasons for the Gezerah of Gvinas Besunyaki. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, which reminds the Gemara explains why Chalav Akum is prohibited. So the children's choir happily sang the We Love the Gezeres, the Rabban song as they passed through the idolatrous town where they weren't permitted to eat the cheese, milk, or bread from any of the shops, which reminds us the Gemara explains why Pas Akum and Pas Palter are prohibited. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The royal advisor who thrust a lulav, that must be on Daf Lamed Vav. The royal advisor who thrust a lulav and a bottle of idolater's oil as a sign to forbid it, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Daf taught that an Akum's oil is prohibited in consumption. Rav explains that Daniel decreed against it, but Shmuel says, Shel Zalifa Sam Kelim Asurim Osartan, the missions of flavors from forbidden utensils prohibits their oil. So the royal advisors who thrust a louvre in a bottle of idolaters' oil as a sign to forbid it was informed by a group of rabbis that their decree regarding oil was rescinded because most Jews did not accept, which reminds us the ban of oil was revoked because in Gozrin Gezerah HaTzibur, we do not enact a decree for the public, El Imken Rov Tzibur Yochon Lamud Ba, unless most of the public can withstand it. A pasuk describes the Gezerah being accepted by Hagoy Kulo, the entire nation, implying it must be feasible for the entire nation in order to take effect. So the royal advisor who thrust a louvre in a bottle of idolaters' oil as a sign to forbid it was informed by a group of rabbis that their decree regarding oil was rescinded because most Jews did not accept it. So they choose to use louvring to block entrances in order to prevent Jews from going into Yichud with Benos Hakum, which reminds us that Rav listed Benosehen, their daughters, among the Shmonasar Davar, enacted by the Talmidim V'Shamay and Hillel. The Gemara ultimately concludes that they decreed against Yichud, seclusion with an Overes Kochavim, which was not included in any prior Yichud prohibition. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the Siman Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. During the heated laser tag match, that must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. During the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get, saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses when does a get al Tanai take effect if the husband died, guaranteeing the Tanai's fulfillment. So, during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get, saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Derabanan and Tumas Mashkin Deraisa teams, which reminds us, Yossi Ben Yoza ruled, the Mashka Bey Mitbechaya Dochen, the beverages of the Shechita place in the Mikdash are Tahor. Rav says, Dachan Mamish, they're literally Tahor and cannot contract Tuma. He holds Tuma's Mashkin Durabun, Tuma of liquids altogether is rabbinical, and was only enacted for ordinary liquids, but not for those of the Bei Mitbachai and the Mikdash, which are entirely Tahor. Shmuel says, Dachan Molatame Acherim, they are Tahor insofar as they cannot be Matame other things, Aval Tuma's Atzman Yeshbehen, but they themselves are subject to contracting Tuma. This is because Shmuel holds Tuma's Mashkin Duraisa, Tuma contraction of liquids is Midaraisa and therefore applies universally. Latame Acherim, Durabun, but their ability to be Matame others is only Durabun, and this decree was not enacted for the liquids of the Bei Mitbachaya. So during the heated laser tag match, when a husband handed his wife a get, saying, if I don't return within 12 months, this is valid, and then got zapped, when he was caught in the crossfire in the Shechita zone between the Tumas Mashkin Durabun and Tumas Mashkin Duraisa teams, the referee told a player who wasn't sure if he touched the corpse when it landed outside that, Safek Tuma Bershusa Rabim Tahor, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Yosiu Ben Yoezer's lenience for a Tumas Mace, that Safek Tuma Bershusa Rabim is Tahor. Daf Lamed Ches, so the Siman Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use soup. So here goes. The Yid who bought vegetable soup, that must more on Daf Lamed Ches, a double lach. The Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are Nechol Chai, which reminds us, Rav says, Kol Nechol Kamoshu Chai, any food which is eaten raw, for example, fruit, Ein Bo Mishum Bishui Ovdei Kochavim, is not subject to the prohibition against foods cooked by idolaters, even if he did cook it. This is how Rav's ruling was taught in Sur, but in Pumadisa they taught the following version. Any food which is not eaten at a king's table to accompany bread, meaning it's not a dignified food, is not subject to the prohibition against Bishul Akum. So the Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are Nechochai used burnt grasshoppers from the Goy burning his field as an appetizer, which reminds us, if an Akum burned down a meadow, all the kosher grasshoppers, which were inadvertently roasted in the fire, are permitted because we say he intended only to expose the ground to the meadow, not to cook. So the Yid who bought vegetable soup from the Goy because the vegetables are Nechochai used burnt grasshoppers from the Goy burning his field as an appetizer and asked his friend to light the Goyish baker's fire so he can top off his meal with a fresh loaf. A bread, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that a Jew may place meat on top of coals and allow an Akum to come turn it until he returns from the Beis Knesses of Beis Midrash, and there's no concern of Bishul Akum. Although the Akum's actions hasten the cooking process, it's still permitted, since it would have eventually cooked on its own without the Akum's involvement. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to discuss how the decree against Shemen was revoked? That's on daf Amud Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss Bishul Akum, where the Jew participates in the cooking? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn about Yosef ben Yoezer's leniency for Tumas Meis, that Safak Tuma Bershus Rabim is Tahor? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number four. Which daf do we discuss Chol Yisrael, the milkman and Akum, when Yisrael observes the milking? That's on daf? Lamedes. Good. Number five. Which daf do we learn why Reb Meir holds that Gvinas of Beis Unyanki, the cheese of Beis Unyanki, is Aser Bahana? That's on daf? Lamed Dalet. Good. Number six. Which daf do we learn that regarding the need to kasher drinking cups, it all depends on who used them first, the Jew or the Akum? That's on daf? Lamed Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we learn that the slave of a chaver and an Ishes chaver are considered like a chaver? That's on daf? Lamates. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn that Yosef ben Yoezer ruled the Mashka Bey Mitbechai is Doch and is Tahor, and we have Machos what Tahor means, which is dependent on the Machokas whether Tumas Mashkin is Metami Deraisa or Durabanan. That's on daf? Lamed Zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that grain of cut chiltis is forbidden because it was cut with the Akum's knife and the chiltis is sharp? That's on daf? Lamates. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel decreed against having yichud with an avedas kochavim? That's on daf? Lamed Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.